Good afternoon. It's 5:06. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Tanner Boyd. Strong reactions continue to be heard regarding Kentucky Senate Bill 150. Morehead State University has been named a College of Distinction. Kentucky Derby weekend is upon us. East Kentucky Leadership Award recipient has been named. And the number of incarcerated Kentuckians is continuing to rise. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows around 49 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Senate Bill 150 passed into legislation with a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. It also requires students to use bathrooms aligned to their gender assigned at birth. Bill sponsor Max Wise took to social media, saying SB 150 is, quote, vital for parental empowerment, curriculum transparency, and getting back to the basics of education, end quote. Those opposed to the bill call it disruptive to families and dangerous. Dr. Bernadette Barton is a professor of sociology and director of gender studies at Morehead State University. Barton says opposition to the bill comes from the public and healthcare officials.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, there were many people that went and testified in the General Assembly to the harms that this would cause. Not a single medical, psychological, or psychiatric association supports these bills. They are going to cause emotional and psychological trauma to trans youth and their families, and young people are going to die because of this. It's going to increase suicides.
The Kentucky ACLU and the National Center for Lesbian Rights filed a lawsuit seeking to block part of Senate Bill 150. ACLU officials say banning medically necessary health care for trans youth is a violation of fundamental rights. MSU has been named a public college of distinction. Kentucky College of Distinction and a 2022-23 College of Distinction. However, the university has been newly recognized for being a college of distinction for older adults. MSU partnered with Abound, which is a system designed to provide guidance to adults pursuing higher education and help the university earn the new recognition. Jen Timmerman is the director of transition services at Morehead State. She says she is hopeful the new recognition will be beneficial to the university.
I hope that with this distinction and with what we're doing right now, this chat that we're having, and with the social media presence and the article being out there, that we are reaching those adult students. I'm hopeful that our community college partners, for example, will share the information so that adults out there know, hey, if you're interested in going back to school, we're here to help.
For more information about Abound, visit abound.college. The Carter County community participated in a public forum Monday night to voice their input on a centrally located high school in the works. WMKY's Lindsay Lewis has that story.
Carter County Superintendent Paul Green walked a group of parents and educators through the process and development of combining East and West Carter High Schools. Green tells the Daily Independent Carter County Schools received a couple different funding sources that are pushing the project forward, including $27 million for the reconstruction and renovation of East Carter High School. The forum offered the community a chance to express their ideas and opinions on what new programs and amenities should be prioritized. Some existing plans include agricultural classrooms, a greenhouse, competition gymnasium, and several fields for sports. Green reassured the attendees that while site selection is in the process, the location of the potential school has not been secured. For WMKY News, I'm Lindsay Lewis.
After raising more than $7.4 million in grants to help aid efforts in the July flooding last year, the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky received the 2023 East Kentucky Leadership Award as an organization. Employees and volunteers worked many hours to reach out to flood survivors and get them the help they need. The organization's CEO, Jerry Roll, told WYMT people were showing up to get financial assistance for months.
We took in about 8,000 applications for help. That included people who just lost everything out of their refrigerator because of the power outage, all the way to people who lost everything, including members of their family.
Roll adds there is still work to be done to help people fully recover from the flooding. A Jessamine County family lost their home in a fire on Tuesday. WMKY's Brooke Reed reports.
The house on Hunters Ferry Road belonged to Haley Clem. According to LEX18, a fire broke out after a heat lamp for her baby chickens caught hay on fire and spread to the home. No one was hurt, and most of their animals are fine, except for 11-month-old puppy Major. Animal Services is caring for their goats and chickens for now. The Red Cross came to help the family have a place to stay for a few nights. The community has also offered their support, giving the family food, money, and clothing. Clem stated that the home insurance had lapsed, so they are unsure how to proceed from here, but hope to rebuild the property. Courtney Dyer has organized a fundraiser for the family on GoFundMe. For WMKY News, I'm Brooke Reed.
And we'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this. Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Roots Music Weekend May 26th and 27th in Downtown Moorhead. Live music starts at 5 p.m. each day. Friday's showcase includes Albert Lloyd and Reister, T.D. Young, Shelby Lore Band, and Magnolia Boulevard. Saturday features Brett and Donnie, The Gens, Wolfpen Branch, and Kyle Fields. Roots Music Weekend at 5 p.m. on Friday, May 26th and Saturday, May 27th in Downtown Moorhead. Organizations in Ohio are working to help domestic violence survivors and their children find safe, long-term housing. Officials say these people often face discrimination, especially in rural areas. The Ohio Domestic Violence Network has received nearly $2 million in state funding through a rapid rehousing grant. It will provide survivors with at least 6 months of rental assistance. There's enough money for around 200 survivors and their children in the first year. Takara Sanders with ODVN says it is important for local governments, property management companies, and landlords to work together to assist survivors.
With the shortage of affordable housing right now, it can be difficult, again, not just for our clients, but anyone, to locate affordable housing.
According to the National Housing Law Project, most applicants seeking housing on behalf of domestic violence survivors are routinely denied housing. Since the mid-1980s, Kentucky has seen a 250% increase in people incarcerated. Last year, the Commonwealth incarcerated more than 32,000 people in both state prisons and local jails. Kentucky Center for Economic Policy Research Director Ashley Spalding says after a proposal was made to build a $500 million federal prison in Letcher County, it may not bring economic benefits to the community.
When we look at the three counties other than Letcher County that in Kentucky already have these prisons, we have not seen reductions in poverty. We have not seen the kinds of economic improvements that are often touted.
The report does not include the thousands of Kentuckians held in federal prisons. A three-day-long horse riding event is expected to bring hundreds of people to Mind Made Adventure Park in Knott County. As people attend the Spring Horse Trail Ride, more than 20 survivors from last July's floods are still living on the park's property. The local long-term recovery group is still actively working to meet the needs of flood survivors, even as events continue to take place. Knott County Judge Executive Jeff Dobson tells WYMT the presence of the flood survivors is not hurting local tourism.
Obviously, in some sites that will be rented out once those campers are removed. But, hey, the state, they added a lot of sites when they came in. That's going to boost our tourism impact to the county for many years to come.
Dobson adds that many survivors living in the park have had the opportunity to attend different events there for free. A program for inmates at the Blackburn Correctional Complex is educating inmates on the equine industry. Inmates learn about horse anatomy, basic nutrition, and first aid. Since it began, There have been 70 graduates hired into the equine industry. One of the graduates hired is Chris Courtney, who was serving a 10-year sentence on drug charges. Courtney says the transformation has been life-changing. He has now been working for 2 years at Wainui Farms. Courtney spoke with WKYT about leaving the prison system.
That's the way it is with a lot of guys. A lot of guys start the program just to get out of the cell, but once they get in there and they start, these horses start doing what they do, you know, then you see the hardest guy turn soft, you know, I mean, soft as cotton.
Research shows roughly 300,000 people in the Commonwealth are released from jail each year. However, a third of those freed reoffend. The hopes of this program is to help inmates avoid being part of that statistic.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a drop-off service for recyclables including cardboard, aluminum, and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, newspapers, magazines, and mixed paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Round County, and Moorhead State University.
And finally this afternoon, the NFL draft wrapped up this past weekend with several athletes from the University of Kentucky finding new home playing fields. WMKY's Tamara Dobbins reports.
After the hype of being projected to be in the top five in the draft, LEX18 reports UK's quarterback Will Levis was the first to be drafted day two by the Tennessee Titans with the 33rd pick. In the sixth round, pick 193, Washington Commanders drafted the record-setting running back, Chris Rodriguez Jr. Next off the board, defensive quarterback Carrington Valentine was picked 232 in the seventh round, heading north to join the Green Bay Packers. Just after the draft ended, Kentucky had a handful of players become undrafted free agents. Offensive lineman Tashaun Manning signed with the Baltimore Ravens. Linebacker DeAndre Square is joining the LA Rams. Defensive back Kedren Smith is heading back home to the South after signing with the Miami Dolphins. Lastly, linebacker Jaquez Jones has been invited to the Falcons and Packers minicamp for tryouts. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tamara Dobbins.
And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, mostly clear with lows around 49. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs near 77. Tomorrow night, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 57. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Sunday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Monday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with highs near 82 degrees. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Samantha Morrill, Kyle Creamer, Caleb Fugit, Lindsay Lewis, Brooke Reed, Hallie Adams, Wiley Tanner, and Tamara Dobbins. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Tanner Boyd for WMKY News. Now, back to All Things Considered.